I am. Good morning.
Well, movie-wise, I know we've got certainly movie awards going on.
We've got some Grammys.
Yeah, that's right.
That's this weekend, right?
That's Sunday, yeah.
That's the only one I don't, you know, because I don't usually go into the music stuff, but that's the one I really love. I love the Oscars the most.
Right, yeah.
And I think the Grammys the last few years, they've put on a pretty decent show.
Wow, yeah, that's so true. You know, so now we've had how many shows here since the beginning of the year? It seems like it's been about four, right?
We've had SAG, Golden Globes, Critics' Choice. We got Grammys coming up. We got Producers Guild, Writers Guild.
Right.
Then, of course, the Oscars. There's like 15 more, and it's truly absurd.
Oh, crazy. So it is the season. Here we go.
I forgot about the Tonys. I love the Tonys. That's later. All right, so there's one wide release this week, and that is I, Frankenstein, based on yet another comic book.
Sure.
First of all, Aaron Eckhart, no joke, plays a guy named Adam Frankenstein, which apparently was one of the names that they called the monster in the Mary Shelley novel.
Okay.
I don't remember that. Adam Frankenstein sounds like a guy I played Spin the Bottle with after his bar mitzvah party, but sure, Adam Isaac Frankenstein, his name was. We're going to find out that Dracula's first name is Carl.
Yeah, right.
It's Carl
I
Dracula.
Carl's coming. Yeah.
I Carl, and my last name. Even still, though, Dracula sounds like a demon. Adam Frankenstein, it sounds like an accountant. It's absurd.
Exactly.
But he's not doing taxes. He's fighting gargoyles and goblins and whatever.
All kinds of stuff.
And guess what?
Yeah.
They did not screen this for critics.
Aha.
So it can only mean one thing. It's the best movie of all time.
Ever.
FYI, my favorite Frankenstein movies, if you need a fix, will always be either Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein.
Love that.
Gene Wilder. Yes. Or Tim Burton's animated Frankenweenie. As you know, I'm not joking. I loved Frankenweenie.
Sure.
And I really, especially if you're a dog lover, I insist that you rent this.
You have to see it.
Also opening a limited release is Gimme Shelter, starring ex-Disney star Vanessa Hudgens, who I recently found out is not Selena Gomez. Did you know they're not
I
the same person?
Didn't know that.
I had no. I'm not even. It's not a joke. Like, I guess my memory has been unable to hold them both in my head at the same time.
Crazy.
I used to have the same problem with Adam Levine and Rob Thomas. I could not. I could only, like, if I could remember one of their names, I couldn't remember the other one, and vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. There's always going to be like dual situations out there for
them. It's so weird. I mean, now because of the voice, like, I know Adam well.
Yes.
Like, well. Right. We're buddies now for some reason because I watch him on TV. Oh, the movie, by the way, is terrible.
Yeah.
If anyone cares about Gimme Shelter, it's a D-. I was rooting for Vanessa or Selena, whoever it is, to do well, but it's just so poorly written. It's not great. But it's January, and, you know, this is when this happens, and there's still good movies left over from Oscar season. You've got Her still out there, Wolf of Wall Street.
Sure.
Y'all still have Nebraska. I love that.
Yeah, big time.
You know,
you have options.
You do have options.
You do.
This is when there's still, and there's good stuff coming, I promise.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, eventually.
Yeah, come on, keep hope alive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I will leave it at that. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.